The ties between Erbil and Baghdad have deteriorated, with both sides exchanging accusations. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has accused the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of becoming a safe haven for what he described as terrorist groups fighting the central government in Baghdad. In his weekly televised speech, Maliki said that his government cannot stand idle, watching Erbil turn into an operations center for Tekfiri militants and Ba'athist terrorists. In a phone interview with Press TV, Dr. Adnan Al-Sarraj, a leading member of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's State of Law Coalition, accused Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani of involvement in a plot to fragment Iraq and of willingness to cooperate with the devil to implement his project.
Maliki's statements come as Barzani is planning a referendum on independence. Such statements were meant to shed light on plots in the making against Baghdad.
In what they described as the first response to Maliki's accusations, Kurdish ministers voiced their boycott of Baghdad. A spokesman for Barzani said that Maliki had become hysterical and urged him to step down. An official from the dominant Kurdistan Democratic Party, KDP, declared that Kurdish ministers appointed to the Iraqi cabinet will not be going to Baghdad, nor will they be attending cabinet meetings.
The decision by Kurdish ministers to boycott the Iraqi government in Baghdad is a wise decision. It's been made to send a clear message to Maliki that he is not in a position to threaten the Iraqi Kurdistan.
Barzani accused Baghdad of inciting anti-Kurdish voices, adding that Kurds maintain what he described as the right to hold a referendum on self-determination. As Iraq slips into deeper havoc, the Kurds have moved their forces into Kurdish-populated areas outside their formal borders, including Kirkuk, a region which experts estimate holds 25% of Iraq's entire oil reserves. Barzani's calls for a referendum on the independence of Iraqi Kurdistan and talks of another referendum on adding Orich Kirkuk to the Kurdish province have put Barzani in a very tight spot, with Baghdad accusing him of burning bridges on one hand and of being a part of a conspiracy aimed at federalizing Iraq on another. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.